It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
All right, good morning, everyone. Paul Ramo, not in the studio this morning. I'm actually at Heather Nursery Floral in Dawson, Dawson Shop with Dwayne Hastad. We're broadcasting live from your place today.
Yeah, we've done this a number of times, so it's great and glad you can come over here and see what we're doing here, too. And greenhouse is full and a lot of flowers there, and just had some people in looking for onions, plants, and seeds, and potatoes and all that kind of stuff. So it is definitely garden time.
That's right, time for garden. So, yeah, so thanks for tuning in this morning to the Garden Show with Dwayne Hastad. How many years have you been doing this, Dwayne?
On the air?
Yeah, with Terry. Terry started it out.
I think it's like 37 years now.
Wow, that's incredible.
So it's fun.
A lot of shows.
How many years have we been doing it?
Well, since Terry retired. Yeah.
20 years ago?
No.
Eight?
I don't know how long Terry's been retired.
Oh, I don't think that long.
Yeah, not very long, but... All right. Well, of course, we're going to open up our phone lines. We can open up our phone lines this morning. Chris and Missy will take your phone a call. You can call 320-598-7301 for any questions for Dwayne, and we'll get him on the air. And first of all, what's our plant of the week, Dwayne?
You know, it's early in the spring, and it's still kind of cool out, especially today it is.
Yep.
So we picked pansies.
Pansies.
The reason we picked pansies, they're a cheerful flower, look like they have a smile on it. We have three different varieties of pansies, and they like the cold weather.
They do.
Okay, they bloom early, and they reseed themselves, so they kind of come back, too. And they come in all different colors, but you usually see pansies in purples and yellows and blues and white. We have one that's called Catface.
Catface.
Yeah, that has looked like it has whiskers on it.
Oh.
That one's really cool. And then we have one that's Frizzle Sizzle.
Yeah. Frizzle Sizzle.
Yeah. Has wavy petals on the flowers, and so it's kind of cool. And then we have another one that's in the Viola family, and so they come back every year. So, but it's a plant that you plant out early. It likes the cooler weather, blooms when it's cooler out. So if you're looking for some pansies, come and look at Frizzle Sizzle.
Yeah, they don't get very tall, do they?
No, they're shorter, you know. Yep. They're under 6 inches.
Oh, they are? Okay.
Yeah.
You always see a bed of them.
A bed, yep. Because they have seeds, okay, and then the seeds kind of go out, and then they come back every year from those seeds, and that's how they spread.
Okay.
But pansies are kind of that first blooming flower in the spring with tulips and that type of stuff. So,
nice. So that's our plant of the week, pansies.
Yeah.
How many varieties are of pansies, brother?
There's thousands,
thousands.
But we have three, and I picked those. They were kind of cool. I like the cat face because it has... It has lines through the flowers, so it looks like it has whiskers.
You got one in back
yep,
here? Oh,
yep.
We'll have to go take a look at that afterwards.
Yep, and then Frizzle Sizzle, and like I said, a Viola, a purplish-colored one.
All right, Dwayne, what's our horticultural concern of the week?
I put on there spring gardens.
Spring garden.
You know, gardens. You know, everybody's starting to ask questions, and so I thought we'd just leave it in general. If your soil is wet, I won't work it because then it gets all clumpy and that type of stuff. But you can start seeing some farmers out there. Farmers are getting itchy, so gardeners get itchy too.
The temperature of the soil is very important, though, isn't it?
It's cold.
Cool. What's a good temperature soil?
Well,
and how do you measure temperature soil?
I'll show you a soil thermometer, okay? It looks like a turkey thermometer.
Oh, it does.
So you stick that in the soil, and I'll tell you the temperature. And it should be 50 degrees to get some good germination. Otherwise, you're just kind of putting it in there and...
Does it kill it?
Well, it'll rot in the soil.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess that's killing it.
Okay. What's the temperature now, would you guess?
I'd say it's around in the 40s.
Okay.
But supposed to get up to 80 degrees this weekend. That'll change the temperature really quick.
Ground temperature?
Yeah, because you know when the... If your ground is exposed and it's black, it absorbs heat really fast, and so it'll warm up. But then if it gets really cold at night, then you got problems, too.
Okay.
So, but some things that like it cool, like we were talking about the pansies, you know, They like it cool out there, yep. And certain things like cabbage and broccoli, Brussels sprouts, I mean, they actually like it when it's cooler out. So potatoes, onions, those types of things, peas.
So this weekend will be a good time to plant?
Well, get things ready.
Get things ready, okay.
You know,
not
yeah,
necessarily put in the ground yet.
There's people that have onions in there and potatoes in and starting some seeds. We have a Heather Nursery line of garden seeds that kind of should say my favorites, that I've picked out.
Okay.
And we order seeds in bulk, and then we repackage them. So you get a larger quantity of seeds per package. So if you have a little bigger garden or you need more or some, you know, if you go to these box stores, there's only certain varieties that you're going to find in a lot of this.
Yep.
And so I can pick and choose and get a lot of different varieties. Like, you usually don't see beet seeds in a rack, the
yep.
garden seed
yep.
rack. And we sell lots of beet seeds. There's a lot of beets planted out there. Beets are really good for you.
Healthy, very healthy. I love beets.
Yeah.
I don't like cold beets. They got to be hot.
Yeah.
The beet pickles.
You don't like that?
No.
Oh, my mom made the best beet pickles ever. Wow, I eat them like crazy.
No, it's a big difference for me. No cold beets, hot beets.
Oh.
With butter on it.
Yeah.
And pepper. So, yeah, so you got a lot of them here?
Yeah, okay. We have three different varieties of beet seeds because
okay.
you can plant those. One of the questions that I asked you last week, what do you plant from seeds and what do you plant from starters? Some things you just better to plant in the ground, the seeds.
Oh.
Okay, and we can help you with that. And then if you want to get a jump on the seasons, because some plants, some vegetables, some flowers have a longer growing season, you need to get them started. So that's what I do in the greenhouse.
That's what you've been doing in the greenhouse, so.
And things are popping up like crazy, and it's really,
to watch them grow.
And it changes every day. even during the hours in the day, I planted some cucumber seeds, and we make hills and have them in the trays back here. And you can look at it in the morning, they're not up, and then by, you know, noon, heck, they're inch high already.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy.
It's a life. It's a plant that's alive.
Exactly.
And it grows just like we do. Except I grow this way.
Hopefully they can be productive like you are.
Yeah.
You know, and it's fun. Fun to grow plants and see the difference and harvest. And like you said, if you grow it yourself and do it right, you'll have healthier produce.
Yep.
And
that's one thing I've learned over the years visiting with you, Duane, on the garden show is I've learned that a plant, any plant, it's alive and it needs sun, it needs water, just like humans do, and it grows.
You bet. Needs tender, loving care.
Tender,
just like
that's what I was trying to think of.
I could read your mind.
Tender,
We've
loving care.
We've done this for many years and done football, basketball games. But if you have any questions on that, but yep. we got some few things we got to get announced on. Tonight is a meeting in Madison at the Mercantile. It's the Prairie Eco Links. It did a grant, okay? And they got 150 trees that people have signed up for. And if you have signed up for a tree, you're supposed to come to that meeting tonight at 6 o'clock at the Mercantile. There's going to be a few speakers telling about benefits of trees, but I'm going to be there and I'm going to tell you the nitty-gritty what you got to do. When you got to pick up your trees, how are you going to plant that trees, calling Gopher State. So it really be great if you were there. You're going to have some snacks and stuff there, too. Not beets, I don't think.
Oh, I hope not.
Oh, come on.
Not cold beets.
That's
a big meeting tonight, isn't it?
It is.
At the Madison Mercantile.
And we're going to hand out some stuff. We're going to hand out the fertilizer, and we're going to hand out a tree white flag, okay, that you have to mark where your tree is going to be planted. Then you got to call Gopher State. I better not give the whole speech.
Yeah, you can practice on the garden show.
Is that right? But come to the meeting tonight, put on by Prairie Eco Links, who's the one that got the grant, and there'll be a few little things you will go over, and then you're going to get an assignment and how to get the nitty gritty on what you have to do on to get this tree planted.
That's a great program, isn't it?
Yes.
We need trees planted. We've lost a lot of trees.
Oh, no lie. You know, we lose trees naturally and diseases and the wind that took them all down.
Yep.
And so
replace them.
It's a great benefit to everybody.
plant a tree in memory of someone.
Yep.
I know a lot of people are doing that. So.
Okay, you got about four and a half minutes left, and you got a couple of questions there, so you better get into the question and answer segment. I sent you one over there, and you got my question.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Now we get balled off of the boss. question
all right,
you got?
Now this listener has a little... This listener has a little giant globe abortive?
Arborvitae.
Yep. When should they trim it, and how far should they trim down?
On an evergreen, that's evergreen, okay, that has flat needles. And if you go into where there's no needles left, you're going to kill it. That's just a little one, so all you need to do is nip the ends of that. But you don't want to do it when it's cold, okay? You don't want to do it when it's freezing. You want to do it when it's actively growing and warm. So wait a little bit.
Okay, wait a little bit on that.
You know, if it gets 80 degrees this weekend, go at it.
Okay.
I wouldn't do it when it's 40 degrees out.
The other question was, how early can I mow my lawn?
Oh, yeah. That was Maynard's question. You know, first of all, and that's on my list here, too, I'd get your lawn cleaned up, you know, rake it or get the sticks off there. And if you think it needs mowing, mow it. You can mow it. Just don't do it when it's really wet out there. If your lawn starts getting 3, 3.5, 4 inches long, or your weeds are that long, mow it.
Mow.
Bag it. I usually bag it one of those first times in the springtime.
Okay.
Collect all that, you know, the dead leaves and the dead grass and all that, and collect that and suck it up. So get rid of that crap.
Any more questions, Maynard, or that come in, the mowing and the what do you got, Dwayne?
I got a question that's come in here many times this week is, I got moles. Okay, the reason you got moles, you got a food source for them, okay? There's some dead grubs or something in there because the grubs aren't active right now. And,
how do you take care of that?
When you get a little warmer, you should put GrubX on there, which is a mole killer. And it's easier to kill kill the grubs, kill the food source, and that'll get rid of the moles. But if you really want to kill the moles, there's a product called Moltox 2. Got to get Moltox 2. It's the only one that I've seen that does a good job on killing moles. So we have that at Heather Nursery in Florida.
All right.
One other thing before we go, there's a gardening program this Saturday at the library here in Dawson. I know at 11 o'clock Mike Kegley's putting that on.
Okay.
So if you want to learn more about gardening, or you don't like Paul and I giving you all the advice, get another side of the story from Mike Kegley.
All right.
At the Dawson Library, 11 o'clock.
On Saturday?
Yeah.
This Saturday.
Is that the same one, Dwayne, that's they're doing a program at the Madison Library at 1 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah, when's that?
1 o'clock at the library Saturday at Madison.
Hey, he's talking here 11 to 12 and then going to Madison at 1 o'clock.
All right. What's happening at Heather Nursery in Floral, Dwayne?
Oh, growing. You know, the greenhouse is doing really well. Things come. Hey, if you don't want to buy yet, come and look what's out there. There's a lot of new things, and we'll start talking about new things next week on there. But a lot of, you know, do I fertilize? I get your grass seed down if it's going to rain. There's 90% rain coming up. I get your lawn cleaned up and get some grass seed and fertilizer on there.
Got a quick question here. Are those trees free tonight?
Yes, but you should already have signed up for them.
Okay, yeah, but okay.
Now
somebody wants a tree.
If they want to come get a tree, there's a few left, I think. If you come and beg, plead, and
All right. Thanks a lot, Dwayne. It's fun broadcasting from your place of work here.
Well, you have to come more, and then next week we can do it in the greenhouse.
There we go. We could do that.
Yep. All right. Happy planting, everybody, and have a good spring.
All right, that's Dwayne Hassett with Heather Floral Nursery, and that's another garden show for this week.